Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now here with the sports news, Pádraig Lodge, starting with Chelsea this morning, Pádraig.
That's right, Jackie. Good morning to you. Chelsea fans probably getting some practice in for the World Cup next year when we'll have matches during the night. They had a 2 a.m. kick-off for their match in the Club World Cup during the night. Chelsea defeating Tunis 3-0 to book their place in the knockout round of the Club World Cup tournament. Tosin Adara Bioyo, Liam Delap and Tyrique George scored the goals, and Chelsea will face Benfica in the round of 16 on Saturday. Athlone Town have been drawn to play Cardiff City in the first qualifying round of the Women's Champions League. The first leg will take place on the 30th of July at the Athlone Town Stadium in Lissy-Wullen. European football in the Midlands town will bring back memories of the famous 1975 clash between Athlone Town and AC Milan, which drew over 9,000 fans into St Mel's Park. 10 horses, including 3 English-trained runners, remain in Sunday's Dubai duty-free Irish Derby at the Curra following yesterday's final forfeit stage. They include the 1-2-3 in the Epsom Derby, Lamborn, Lazy Griff and Tennessee Stud. Joseph O'Brien was happy with Tennessee Stud run at Epsom and he feels he's open to further improvement as the trainer bids to win Ireland's Premier Classic for a second time.
Yeah, we were very proud of Tennessee Stud's run in Epsom. He got back a little bit early, but he came home very strong. The plan is to come back to the Curra. So far, his preparation has gone smoothly, and we're excited about a rematch with the winner and probably a couple of others. He's open to a lot of improvement. His first run here was off his extended layoff. He came forward a lot from that run, obviously, in Epsom. Ran a career best in Epsom, and obviously we'd love if he could run another one in the Curra.
Galway Racecourse has announced that one of its most significant landmarks, the Mass Rock, is to be put permanently on public display after being hidden from view for decades behind the winning post. During the time of the penal laws, priests and local communities gathered in secrecy at Ballybris to celebrate Mass, and the Mass Rock served as an altar. A new commemorative plaque will mark the site and honour those who gathered there, while racecourse at the upcoming Galway races are being encouraged to view the rock during their visit. Sarah Lavin ran a season's best time of 12.76 seconds as she finished third in the women's 100 metres hurdles at the Golden Spike meeting at Ostrava in the Czech Republic. She'll now make her way to Slovenia for this weekend's European Team Championships. Newbridge will stage this year's All-Ireland Minor Football Final. The clash of Kerry and Tyrone has been assigned to the revamped Cedral St Conlett's Park. It'll take place on Sunday week with throw-in at 1:30. This weekend's senior quarter-finals in Croke Park begin with a clash of Monaghan and Donegal. Monaghan defender Ryan Wiley has been speaking about the two outstanding blocks he executed early in the win over Down.
For myself, I hadn't really got any blocks in the last couple of games, and as a defender, something you really want to pride yourself on is getting tackles and blocks, and I suppose with the new rules, you have the luxury of now more one-to-one defending, so you know the opportunity was there, and thankfully got in for the blocks and was able to help out the team. When the draw was made, our goal was to top the group and get back to Croke Park, so we've achieved that and we'll go hell for leather.
They'll all be going hell for leather in Croke Park this weekend. All 4 football quarterfinals will be live on RTÉ Radio 1 across Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport. Darts legend Bobby George has renewed his call for darts to become an Olympic sport. George believes the sport has stronger claims for inclusion than rock climbing, breakdancing and archery, all of which featured in Paris. George is calling for it to be trialled to showcase the hours of dedication and practice put in by the top players. It's probably a sport that Ireland could do well in, with some promising young stars coming through like Meadman Keane Barry and Dylan Slevin from Tipperary. Plans have been announced for a statue of Andy Murray to be built at Wimbledon. Murray ended Britain's 77-year wait for a men's singles champion at Wimbledon with victory over Novak Djokovic in 2013, and he triumphed again in 2016. And finally, in snooker, Ken Doherty has missed out on a place in the Wuhan Open in August. The Dubliner lost to Ben Wollaston by 5 frames to 1 in their qualifier in Leicester.
Pádraig, thank you.